what Two-Spirit is an Indigenous gender category for people who may or may not be gay, lesbian, bi, trans, intersex. So it's gender, it can be connected to sexuality, but it doesn't have to be. Because traditionally, these roles were actually about occupation more than sexuality. So a person who was identified male at birth would choose to inhabit or be asked to inhabit or have a dream that brought them to inhabit occupations that were female identified within their nation. So if we look back historically, we're talking occupation rather than sexuality, although it could be both today.
And if a male was Two-Spirit back, let's say, in the pre-colonial era, what would set them apart from other members of their tribe? If I was to walk in on a village and encounter a so-called Two-Spirit, what would they look like or do that would set them apart from other people of their, gender, for lack of a better way to ask it?
Well, first, that would definitely differ by nation, but one of the things that you would predominantly see is that people identified at birth, for example, as male, would take up female occupations, female clothing, and it really differed. So in some cases, there are reports of folks who were Two-Spirit marrying somebody of the other gender, another gender than them. And then some cases, like with Illinois, there are stories that they didn't marry at all. In all cases, in tribes, which was most of the tribes where they had respected roles, they would have some position of, they would be intercessors, they could be namers, they would often help with children. So they would take up a role as protector, as helper, and sometimes as figures who were considered having spiritual power. But I do want to say, because I always worry that folks romanticize the category, especially non-Native folks, romanticize the category too much, that while in terms of, what's known now, the majority of Indigenous nations had Two-Spirit roles, alternate gender roles of some form, that not every Indigenous nation saw Two-Spirit people in a productive manner. So, for example, Walter Williams talks about the Pima in the Southwest as condemning such roles. So it's complex, and there's a complexity among Indigenous nations as to how they envision gender, how they envisioned gender, and Two-Spirit people exist in that continuum. So again, I'll say the majority of nations had roles that were positive, and even more than positive. In many cases, they could be spiritual advisors or leaders, Two-Spirit figures. But that wasn't universally true. So it's one of those things we're trying not to take Indigenous nations and make them, monolithic.
How were these individuals regarded among many tribes? I know that's a very general question, but it sounds like in a lot of tribes they were. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I know it is a general question, but I think that in the majority of tribes that we know about, they were they did have a special place among the people. So I've just been, for some work that I'm doing, looking back, for example, at one of the earliest accounts of a settler accounts. So a French Jesuit missionary, Joseph Francis Lafiteau, he had a 1724 book, and he talks about seeing a number of Two-Spirit people. And this is his words where he says they are honored. He's very puzzled by that fact, but he has to admit that they were honored in that role. And I think that you see a lot of that when you're looking back historically at how Two-Spirit people were seen within their nations.
And how did that change with colonization and the arrival of Judeo-Christian values?
It changed immensely with the arrival of colonialism. So you have, for example, stories of Two-Spirit people being attacked and thrown to the war dogs. You have really violent suppression of multiple gender traditions in Indigenous communities. So if we go to California, Deborah Miranda, who's a Chumash, Ohlone, Costanoan, California Native person, she does some amazing work. And she talks about, looking back at her own family, at the way the priests and the Spanish soldiers punished those gender traditions and refused to accept them and basically beat and raped people into submission. And she uses the term gendercide that term has been used before to talk about women, but she specifically uses gendercide to talk about what happened in the aftermath of colonialism to Two-Spirit traditions. Native people were basically, those traditions were often driven underground. They weren't erased. So this isn't a story. Native people survived and those traditions survived. They definitely changed and they were suppressed. And Judeo-Christian traditions often turned what had been, you know, just an accepted part of indigenous people's cosmologies, they turned it into something negative. But those folks were still there, and they are and are still there today. So while the Spanish and French and English tried to perform gendercide to make these people and their genders disappear, they were not ultimately entirely successful. And I think it's important to recognize that.
Culturally, through, say, literature and film, are Two-Spirits finding more representation and more of an audience?
Yes. So really, there are amazing things happening in the arts in terms of Two-Spirit artists and writers and singers and painters. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So we have people in Canada like Kent Monkman, who has Mischief Eagle testicles. So you see these, what would be classic, massive classic Canadian landscape paintings, for example. And if you look closely at it, there's Indigenous, somebody who would have been identified male at birth, who's in heels and, you know, full on drag. And so there's this insertion of, in a very tongue-in-cheek way, of Two-Spirit folks into the Canadian, you know, the settler Canadian narrative. And they were there, but it's done in a really entertaining way. You have folks, I mentioned Deborah Miranda, who's incredible, Daniel Heath Justice, who writes fantasy fiction. So he does this, The Way of Thorn and Thunder, which is a fantasy fiction series where it's an allegory of the Cherokee Nation removal, but you have a third gender character as the heroine, and actually it wouldn't be a heroine, will it? Just a hero. and so I want to say you see Two-Spirit folks, first of all, in every genre of literature and art, and really being recognized. So Billy Ray Belcourt, who's a really young poet in Canada, he's Driftpile Cree, his poetry book, This World is a Wound, just won one of the biggest poetry prizes in Canada. So I do think that you see this work and this art being recognized and celebrated and gaining, not just in queer communities or in Two-Spirit communities, but gaining recognition internationally. So I think it's a really exciting moment in terms of what's happening, both in political organizing and in the art community for Two-Spirit people.